episode 821, How to Use Overwhelm for Success.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. It's a beautiful day, and I hope you are ready for an extraordinary week. Oh, yes, it is Mindful Monday, and we are going to focus on our mindset. It is time for you to rise and shine, to get ready and set yourself up for success. And we're chatting about how to use overwhelm for success. A lot of us run into these problems, so you're going to want to take some great notes. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's all about love, it's all about living, and it's all about impact. But when you hit overwhelm, it's all about destruction, and you don't know what to do. You begin to bottom out in life when life happens, and you know life happens to you a lot of the times, and you're not prepared for it. It's an event. Maybe something even could be catastrophic. Maybe it's a medical issue or something with your business, something with your children. Could be something with your career. But you're uneasy. And this is something that you don't normally experience in everyday activities. So therefore, you become what? Overwhelmed. Overwhelm, you see, is where we have a strong emotional effect. The situation has that effect on us. It's so strong, we feel what? Overpowered. We don't know what to do with it. Overwhelm is a facet in our lives that doesn't have to be a negative influence or produce a negative outcome. Instead, you have to focus on how to use overwhelm for success. Now, if you use the word overwhelm and success in the same sentence, which I have done, most of us will shake our heads and go, this doesn't make sense. This is like total opposites. You can't be overwhelmed and have success. And I'm here to tell you, oh, yes, you can. It's how you interpret, though, overwhelm. How do you utilize it in your life? Do you let it take control of you emotionally, physically, spiritually? Or do you say, wait a minute, I understand. This is what it does. Now, this is how I can focus it. So in order to do that, you need to understand how overwhelm affects you emotionally, personally. Overwhelm is a sister to stress. It's a component of stress. And when you become stressed, what does that really mean? You have no control. You feel lost. You feel you have lost control, and therefore your mind gets the freak out signal. You know, I think about Batman, and he's, you know, it's the bat signal that goes off. Well, this is like the freak out signal. And all of a sudden, your mind is going bloop, 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 bloop. It's sending all these signals out. And so what happens? Literally, physically, your body tenses up. Maybe you even become so emotionally drained that you just cry for no reason. Maybe you laugh hysterically. Maybe you push people away because you just can't deal with it. Maybe you bite people's head off. Okay, not literally. That one's figuratively. Because if you're biting somebody's head off literally, we definitely need to talk. But you know what I mean, right? Because we're that tiger that's just like, get out of my way. I'm so flustered. I don't know what to do. You're in a freak out moment. And your body is what? Out of control. Your mind is somewhat out of control. The conscious mind is. But if you can stop long enough and reach down a little bit further and draw on your perspective from the subconscious, that's when things begin to shift. Because when you're in that freak out signal moment and it's going whoop, 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 everything is downhill from there. You don't take time to analyze the situation because your mind has signaled your body that at this point, you've lost all control. Can you kind of reflect and remember a situation recently that you felt like you lost all control. Maybe it was your daughter telling you something, your husband coming to you and going, baby, I got to talk to you about something. And all of a sudden you just feel like the blood, I mean, you can feel it literally coming, going from your head all the way down to your toes, like you've lost it all, like it's been sucked out of you. And all of a sudden you're cold or you're hot, one or the other. Sometimes you break into a sweat and you're like, I can't believe this. How am I going to handle it? Freak out, freak out. It's like we should have this song going on behind us. But I want you to stop for a moment. Take a deep breath. Let's talk about this logically and think about it. Have you really lost control? No. But because your mind has communicated with your body that nothing can be done, you go into rescue mode. You are in full survival mode. You know, like the fight and flight? Oh, yeah. You're wanting to do one or the other because you are so overwhelmed. And I'm not making light of this. I'm truly not. But we need to understand that this overwhelm that we deal with doesn't have to be a negative. Yet everybody makes it out to be that, and oh, we just can't deal with it. You can deal with it. So when it happens to you, you're in that survival mode, right? That freak out mode. Nothing makes sense to you. You're frantic, you're nervous, you're feeling helpless, and before anything drastic really happens, you begin to withdraw. Any of this sound familiar? Go back to that situation. Maybe you've had a situation this past weekend. Maybe you had one today already, and you're like, oh my gosh. It's like, she knows I'm in this situation. No, I don't know, but God knows. And it's no accident that you're here listening. How do you use overwhelm for success? Because ultimately, life is going to happen to you. And when it's not perfect, you know, orchestrated out on paper, and this is my dream, and this is how it's going to work out, we don't like it. And our conscious mind is like, whoa, this is something different. I could get knocked off the horse. I can get back up. But man, when I'm knocked off and I feel like I'm in quicksand and there's no way I can get out. Yeah, that's the overwhelm part. There's no way to escape. But because whether you have been put in a situation or created the situation, because there's both, you now have to deal with the emotional response, the overwhelm. You need to look at overwhelm as energy that can be directed negatively or positively. Unfortunately, you become a victim to overwhelm because you direct it to the dark side. Yeah, it's definitely the dark side. It's the negative side. That spiral effect, the snowball effect, whatever effect you want to call it, you know, that downward spiral going to the dungeon. It's that negative, crazy trail you go down. And you allow yourself to do that. And you stay hunkered down there for a while thinking, I'm going to be safe. It'll all blow over if I just stay here for a little while. And you know what? You're not necessarily feeling safe. But you already know what it feels like to be helpless. To kind of be like, I don't know. I don't really like this, but I know what it feels like. So I'm in my comfort zone, so I'm just going to stay here. That's all negative. In order to make something positive, it's going to take effort. It's going to take energy. It's going to take you to make a change. And you have to switch your perspective. You have to decide to take this emotional hazard and put it to good use. You can actually use overwhelm for success. And here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Get out of your own way. Get out of your own way. You see, what do we talk about that overwhelm is a sister to success? No, it's stress. But you can actually make it a sister to success when you understand that overwhelm is connected to control. When you're overwhelmed, you have no control. At least you feel that way. So in order to use overwhelm for success, you got to get out of your own way. And it looks like this. Number one, use the energy, the nerves, the unknowns, the apprehension for the positive. That means, yes, you're going to have to put what? Some thought into it. You can't stay in the freak out moment for 2 days, 3 months, whatever it ends up for you. Because when you do that, then that means everybody else is making the decisions for you, to you, towards you. Is that really what you want in your life? Now, if it is, okay, fine. Then stay in overwhelm drive. Go down that silly rabbit hole. But if you don't and you're desiring success, then use the energy, the nerves, the unknowns, that apprehension for the positive. Take time to analyze. So number two, you can focus on the next step. Yeah, it's just the next step. And I can speak from this from years and years of experience. I am in overwhelm right now. Eventually, I will be sharing some of it with you, but right now, I'm not at the point where I can. But when I feel that overwhelm and I know it's there and I feel like, oh my gosh, it's overtaking me. I'm like, no way, Jose, I am here. I'm going to stand strong. Oh yes, I call on God. He helps me. So when it comes to that next step, him and I are having this conversation. What's my next step, Lord? It's truly just the next step right in front of you. Maybe you're looking for a job. And you're like, Christiane, I need employment. I've got to be making some money where, you know, things are really tight. And I don't know what to do. I don't even know where to go. Well, what do you think the next step is going to be? Maybe find out who's hiring? You can't even go to, you can put your resume together. But you got to have a place to go send that resume. So you got to know who's hiring. It's not like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have 25 applications a day to fill out. You're just creating more, what, overwhelm? Where is that energy going? To the overwhelm. You got to take the overwhelm and say, okay, focus on the next step. The next step is I got my resume already. So that means that next step is what? I need to know who's hiring. Who's hiring for a person like me? I got to find out who those people are first. Then after that, I can ask myself, what's the next step? Whoa, now you can breathe. Now you understand that, all right, I'm taking this energy. I'm using it for the positive. I know what my next step is, and which means what? Leads you to number three, take aim. Action ignites motivation. You got to take action because when you're not, who wins? Overwhelm does. And that's all negative. And it zaps you. And you feel later what? You know that hangover from overwhelm? It's a failure. That's what that little voice loves to tell you. Ha ha, you failed once again. I knew you would. You wouldn't pass this test either because you didn't pass the last 12 in your life. You're not created for anything. Yeah, do you really want to hear that little voice? No, you don't. Because you were created for more on purpose. So don't give me the excuse of, I just can't handle it. Oh, baloney, yes, you can. It's when we allow ourselves to get stuck in the mud and we allow that overwhelm, that energy, that stress to consume us for the negative. Oh, no. Take it and make it success. Turn it around. Change your perspective. Does that take work? Yes, it does take work. But I guarantee you, you are worth every second of work you put into. Because you want to know why? God looks down at you and says, oh my gosh, she can handle this. She can handle this. Then she can handle this. Now I can begin to open up my blueprint even more for her. I can show her that next bigger step for the dream I have for her life. But it's mindset. It's understanding that you're not alone, that you can do what you need to do, but it takes what? You. You have to be present in what you do. Because if not, overwhelm's going to take it over. Enjoy that negative roller coaster ride. But I know that's not you because you're a woman of impact. And you're ready to go out and impact those around you. The world that you touch, the people that come into your life, that's your immediate world that you touch. So don't allow overwhelm to be an excuse in your life, an excuse to slow you down, an excuse for whatever excuse or definition you want to give it. Because when you do that, you're just giving it power. It's energy. Take that negative energy that makes you feel uncomfortable, uneasy, stressed out a little bit, huh? Take it. Make it become a sister to what? Your success. Because one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. If you're not sure where you even need to begin, and you've never chatted with me before, I want to hear from you. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. Or if you're like, I don't know how, where show notes are, then just go to my website, createyournow.com. You can go and look up this episode and you'll see a little thing that says, Take Aim, Action Ignites Motivation. Click on that link and that's a way for you to talk to me, and it's free. It's my way to give back. I'm here to serve you. Yeah, you get a chat with me. It's a free coaching call. How cool is that? But it takes you to make and take that step. Because if you just sit back, you're giving power to the overwhelm. And if that's what you want, that's okay. But I bet you it's not. So go out today and be a game changer. Go out today, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.